A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice, who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right. And the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all Gentiles might hear it, and I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice. Justice. In just a moment, I'm going to give you two little short little stories that I would want to use this morning. As you know, people will use the 911 to call for emergencies, and that's what they were established. And whenever you use and make that call, you hope that the EMTs, the paramedics, the police, the fire department, whoever has to come, will do so in a short period of time. But unfortunately, some people will use it to think that what is going on in their particular situation deserves to be an emergency. Here are just two of them that I found. A call was made, and so the person on the other end said, 911, state your emergency. Well, I ordered a bucket of chicken. I only got four pieces and not eight. I don't think that classifies as an emergency. Another person called, and again, the person said, 911, state your emergency. I got the wrong order of food. Again, I don't think that classifies as an emergency. But I think we can kind of see as part of our problem in our society today, we think that anything that is not in our favor is an emergency. And yet we might use and convey and use things that might not allow others to express their emergency might be a true one. And what we might classify as justice, we need justice and want justice, we have to know the degree of what justice is. And I use that because of what we heard in our first reading today, but also our gospel passage, where we hear, the Lord is a God of justice. It was about 2 months ago in our first reading, we had it taken again from the book of Sirach. If you recall what we heard in that passage very early on in the book, the writer Sirach was trying to convey to people how to be humble. He said, remember from where you have come. You have come from the earth. The word Adam in Aramaic is Adama, and it translates from the earth. So what we know is that Adam was taken from the earth, the clay, and formed in the image and likeness of God. And so what the writer is trying to convey is, remember from where you're from. We're all came from the earth. We're all made in God's image and likeness. Now, to get to our passage for today, one of the many gifts that God gives us is that of justice and how we treat with one another, that we want to be treated justly. Remember, God is justice, and in God is found what it means to be just. That is a tremendous virtue that we are to practice and to use. We heard in our passage in which the author says, God shows no impartiality, but he does hear the cries of the poor, the neglected, the forgotten, the ones who were treated unjustly, especially the widows and the orphans. Sirach wanted people to know what it meant to live a good, holy life, knowing the will of the God and who God is, and then in turn, you are to then practice that within your own life. Justice. And we heard that in our gospel passage for today, in which these two men stood before God. The Pharisee was self-righteous. He told God how good he was, and he was not as good as he thought he should and is to be. But it was the poor tax collector who realized that he defrauded people, and now he was sorry and showing God that he indeed was just, and God raised him and exalted him. In our Catholic faith, justice is a virtue. There was what's called four cardinal virtues, and these are the virtues that God gives to us to help to deal with one another. I'm just going to very briefly talk about the virtue of prudence and justice. The virtue of prudence is given to us from God to help us to have the right framework of mind, to know what it means to know what is right and just. That virtue is there to help us to seek it. The virtue of justice is there to help us then to have the will to put it into practice. We know upstairs in our minds what is just and what is right. But then the virtue of justice helps us then to see around us where people are treated unjustly and to promote the common good, what should be good for all. Remember, we all have come from the same. We have come from the earth. And we are to be humble before the Lord our God. Today, I hope that you reflect upon what does it mean to be just? Because if God indeed, which we believe and know that he is just, he expects us to be just with one another. And ultimately, justice is found in the kingdom of God. Let us practice all the good gifts from God. But as we heard them today, the gift of prudence and the gift of justice. To have the right framework of mind and looking around us to know what is just and right, but then to have the courage and conviction with this virtue to put it into practice, that we see those who are around us the most neglected and treat them as fellow human beings, but better yet, as brothers and sisters in Christ.